6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mike Show. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mike, and we are here. We are here at our location at, we like to call this, 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. This is where we are. This is where the show is located. This is where you can see the madness that is made, and you can enjoy all the ins and outs of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here on this glorious day. What day is this? Monday at 7 p.m. You can see us every Monday at 7 p.m. here, where we will put some eardrums. I will be dogging you out in your eardrums. So I'm all nervous now because I got Big Mike behind me checking me out. No, man, I'm just messing with you, dog. I'm just messing with you. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here alone. I can't do the show alone. So let me introduce the crew. To the right of me, of my peripheral vision, we have the man. He's a doctor and he owns a boat. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like my microphone was off.
Oh, there we go. All right, well, guess who's putting the sounds go through your eardrums? We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like my microphone was off.
Okay, we got to get with the technicians and get the microphones working on time.
Wait, because, I don't understand.
All right, well, listen. Now we're going to go ahead and do this. The reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he's not the reason we're here.
We're only here for one reason.
I'm here for the curly fries.
And this is the next sound you hear will be the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's glad to be here with a lot of really nice people, good friends, and having
a
good
suck
time.
Up.
We're going to have a good time, and I know that we're going to have a nice
incredible
show tonight.
Suck.
See,
really
this
nice
is
show.
Why this is why we're here for him.
No, because he's a suck up.
I ask you how you stick, and I ask Dr. Captain Clark how you stick,
and we just made fusses about it.
I think we're going to have a nice time.
All right, so there we go. Thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and talk to the man who is an idiot.
What?
Savant. Yes, there's a big pause between idiot and savant. The next time you hear, we'll call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
Sitting there with cheese.
Another one.
In my what?
We got another one.
What? Is he got problems?
Like cheese on my bowels.
There we go.
He did
well,
that.
It doesn't matter. You know why? Because the show is about to get beautiful and pretty. We're about to go to. What are you doing? We're about to go to another level, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go into the thing called Stratazone. Stratazone or in the air.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Way up there in the Stratazone.
There you go, voice reason. The next sound you're going to hear is the incomparable, the lovely, the beautiful. You can squeeze her juice every Saturday on 102.5 The Bone, if I can say that. Lovely and talented JoJo. JoJo, beautiful, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like bees to honey.
Ah, there we go. So
wow.
Now
you're sweet.
You're just as cool as the voice of reason. There we go. All right, and now to continue with the beautifulness the apropos, the niceness, but they say that you're supposed to what? Punish in private? Punish, praise in public. I'm going to punish in public.
Uh-oh.
I hate when you wear your eyeglasses.
Oh, man.
I love to see your eyes. I want to see.
But she's got those beautiful rainbow eyes.
I want to see the soul and the body. Ladies and gentlemen, the person who will not participate nicely is the one and only. You can hear her on 102.5 Monday through Friday, 3 to 6.
No.
11 to 2.
Yep.
11 to 2. Oh, my.
Oh, I mean,
JoJo,
like traffic.
JoJo, you can hear your okay, y'all going to let me do this?
Huh? Are you here?
We're not doing a very good job.
Is the lovely and talented Monica. Miss Monica, how you sticking?
I always forget. How am I? I'm sticking like a Band-Aid in a pool.
Damn.
She's on there good.
A Band-Aid in a pool.
That doesn't stick very well. It kind of just floats around. I've seen those.
Kind of like a baby Ruth in the pool.
Yeah.
Kind of like a baby Ruth in a pool.
Not cool. Not
Hi, Mark.
Cool at all. And, of course, you know, me being tall and the gas man being tall, he come late.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the next sound you're going to hear is the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking in the state of mourning because the wrestling world lost the great Jim the Anvil Neidhart this morning.
Oh, no. Jim the Anvil?
Who lost? Who died?
The professional wrestling world lost one of the all-time greats, Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
What was his go-to move? Anvil?
No, he did the heart attack. Him and Bret Hart. He was attacking.
What's the heart attack?
They were a tag team.
They were a tag team. Thank you.
Thank you.
So he did Jim Neidhart would hold a guy up, and Bret Hart would do a flying clothesline
and decapitate
him.
Wow.
It was devastating. It was devastating, Spike, I tell you.
Oh my garage. Don't look at me like I'm gonna be distracted. All right, so I want to thank you guys all for being here.
Thanks.
This is the award-deserving Spike on the Mic show.
Can we go now?
No, we can't leave because now it's time for us to hear from our sponsors.
Oh!
Rump, bump, 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 bump.
Great screen, no, Dad.
Hit the go button.
What's your secret?
Hey.
It's no secret, Pumpkin. It's Provisil. Dr. Muscovy said it would make everything better, and boy, was he right.
Provisil. What's it for?
I don't actually know, but as long as I'm shooting below par, I'm not going to ask.
Sounds great. You think old Doc Muscovy would prescribe some Provisil for me?
Mind you, I'm no doctor, but the way I see it, Provisil's good for everybody, so far as I know.
But as you said, you're not a doctor.
That's right, Pumpkin. I'm just an ordinary guy who takes a lot of drugs.
And golfs like a son of a bitch.
Provisil is not for everyone. Consult the physician before taking Provisil. Do not take Provisil if you ingest food on a daily basis. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, headaches, stomach cramps, dizziness, confusion, liver and kidney failure, hemorrhaging, loss of mental acuity, diarrhea, shortness of breath, chest pains, swollen testicles, irritated bowel, pigeon toes, respiratory inflammation, permanent blindness, loss of sexual motivation, pancreatic dysfunction, Google eyes, polio, and temporary darkening of the stool.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And since this is the official home of the race fan,
sure.
Can we all just say yay to Chase
Elliott.
Your headphone is stuck a minute. Chase, you did something that got us free pickles.
That's right. Chase Elliott, he came in ninth.
He came in ninth place, and he has to come in the top ten
for us to get free fried pickles.
Right. So anybody out there listening, sisters listening, you guys know, go to any of your local participating Hooters, and they will give you free fried pickles because a Chase Elliott came in.
And that's all. That's all Hooters.
And you have to ask for it.
Yeah, you do.
Can I get more pickles now?
I know. I feel like I'm going to order a skinny marg and some fried pickles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can do that.
Actually, all you need to order is a beverage to get the free pickles.
Done.
Ain't got no fried green tomatoes.
well, they got the fried green
that's
pickles.
That's a different country. We don't do that in this place called America. We don't do that at all.
Mm.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to the show.
If you're new to the show, it took us 10 minutes to get the intro and sponsor.
Yeah.
And, like, we only have an hour, so.
And you complain because I'm late half the time.
That might be weird, but okay.
What we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here. And we talk about three things. We talk about things in
the past, the present, and the future.
See, I'm going to have to explain this. What I had to do, we used to talk about three things, the past, present, and the future.
Future.
but these illegal riffraff in the shipping containers couldn't get it right, so we had to put it on a track.
Past.
Now see, Monica, I can't even agree with you because I can't see your eyeballs.
I'm confused.
Yes.
She's a rock star, man. She's got the sunglasses.
Those big, beautiful
JoJo
multicolored eyes.
I like her sunglasses. She's good.
When the sun goes down, I'll take the sunglasses off.
I was going to talk to you about that, but you...
Is the sun up?
You jumped the shark. You know, you get a little jump the shark. Is that wrong?
That's rude.
Okay, hold on a second.
You pretty much told her she's done. Yeah. Like, she's a has-been, and nobody likes her anymore. That's pretty much what you said.
Clark, is that what that means?
Yes. What? No.
It's fine. I'm just going to sit back and drink my beer.
Ooh.
Don't ever disagree with Spike on the mic.
Gas man. Does saying you jump the shark means whatever Monica just said?
It means you're done. You're over. That's what jumping the shark means.
Yeah, you've reached your peak.
Do you even know what jumping the shark means?
No.
Apparently.
Why would you use it?
Can I ask you what
that's
you
how
meant
you
find out?
So
why would you use it?
What did you mean by it? What did you mean by it?
I was saying that she got there too early.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it's different. That's peaking too soon.
You should use.
That's called premature ejaculation.
I wasn't going to say it, but. Yeah. I was about to say you should use a term that you're familiar with, which is you shot your wad early.
Yeah.
But that's not what I wasn't going for. I was going for she already did it, but that's okay. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit down here, we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. Right. And what I do, I always ask these illegal riffraff in the shipping containers about a topic, and I want to get their opinions. But we also have the lovely and talented JoJo and Monica here, so we can get
another
XY chromosome opinion.
No.
Don't start with the chromosomes again.
No. Don't do the chromosome.
It's XX.
I think I was here for that last time.
You know, as I was driving in, I was thinking to myself, you know why I remember the correct chromosomes? I just think of what Spike says, and I change it. Yeah.
Hey, so maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
I should remember what I say and say that that's not right. All right, so anyway, we're going to get an opinion of the YY
XX.
Chromosomes.
XX.
Got to be more careful. All right. So, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go ahead and topic change the music.
Well, looks like we have officially reached the show part of the show because we're going to do a topic now.
I like to call this topic Albert or Alice in Wonderland.
Albert or Alice in Wonderland. Right. I always repeat what
he
says.
You have to do that. I don't know what
I need the clarification, so I appreciate it.
Well, I'm the Ed McMahon of the show.
Yeah. Right, so,
thank you.
Hey, all.
So, JoJo, let's say you and I have been acquaintance and friends for over 5 months,
right?
This
is hypothetical, right?
Yeah, over 5 months.
Okay. Right.
Okay, I'll play along.
This is pretend.
You know how to speak Spike now, don't you?
A little bit.
There you go. See, there we go. All right, so Monica's, you all up in there.
Did I jump the shark?
That's right. Yeah.
All right, have you guys heard about this story here about in the United States and in other countries, they're doing this thing called Drag Queen Story Hour. Whereas in elementary schools, toddlers as 2 to 3 years old,
None of those are words.
Yeah.
None of that last sentence had any words in it.
Wait a minute, yeah.
Maybe you jumped the shark.
What's Azter means? Toddlers Azter 2 to 3 years. What does that mean?
Okay, let's just start over.
All right.
Okay. Hey, let me holler at you a minute.
We have a solid 45
he's
minutes left in the show, so.
He's got no glasses.
Take our time.
Let me holler at you for a minute, Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You forgot. Yes. Make me look good.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so there's a program where drag queens are going to schools and public libraries.
Toddlers?
And they're doing storytelling. They're reading little stories to these little kids from the ages 2 to 8 years of age.
All right.
8 years of age.
Okay.
Drag queens.
Yes. They're coming in full drag. And so the premise of this, if that's the right word to use.
Sure.
Is that they're trying to give these little kids a visual of their kids don't have to be what they call gender-rific restrictions.
And the good news at the end of the movie, or at the end of the, they show the crying game for the kids.
That's a little bit much.
No, that's perfect.
But they say that when the kid
it's like a character come to life. I think it makes it more exciting and keeps their attention longer. It's good.
Exactly. So my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers and the lovely Monica's and JoJo, how do you guys feel about having little kids sit down and have a drag queen in full outfit reading, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb or whatever the stories they read. I think most of the stories they read are transgender. I'll start with you.
Transgender stories.
Wait, can I interrupt before anyone answers?
Yes.
Now, you say there's drag queens. Do the children know that they're drag queens, or do they just look like nice matronly
funny
old ladies? Yeah.
The things that I've seen in her, they just come in as they are. These are women.
Okay, all right,
women,
fine.
Drag queens are men that dress up like women's,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Very good.
Exactly.
And they come in and they read stories to
right.
kids.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So that the kids won't be scarred when they become an adult age to see a man dress up in a pumps.
Now, so the children are aware that this is a man dressed up as a woman.
Well, every three pages in the story, the librarian interrupts and says, "Now, you children realize this woman has a penis."
Yeah,
so that they know.
See, that's
right.
What I was wondering.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, you know,
how do you feel about it?
Let's proceed.
So how do you feel about it?
Oh, if they're interrupted every 10 minutes with this man has a penis or this woman has a penis, then I'm thinking, that's a little much for the little kids to understand.
All right, gas man.
If they're just coming in because all drag queens look like beautiful women, so if all the kids see is a woman in front of them reading a story, so it's too much
to
process.
Well, that's what I was hoping, but
it's too much to process.
Apparently,
for
there's
a little
an announcement.
They don't get it. I mean, they don't understand. It's too much to process.
Yeah.
Too much to process. Monica's?
I feel like the kids don't give a shit unless the parents make it a thing. And if the parents are like, that's weird, then the kids are going to think what the parents think or like take that
exactly,
into consideration.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if the parents are just like, hey, we're here for story time, then the kids don't give a shit.
Exactly.
There you go. Monica's? Not Monica's. JoJo's?
I don't think it should be a big deal, or like Monica said, made to be a big deal. I think that you have somebody that's fun and lively and makes it exciting and entertaining for them to want to, you know, read along or listen
right.
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand that it would be a lot to process if that's what you're, you know, you
processing.
Keep reiterating to
yeah.
them that this is a man, but he's dressed as a woman. And
yeah,
that's okay. You're allowed to do that. But I feel like that doesn't need to be said because that's
just
who they are.
Yeah.
They're a woman in that moment. That's who they are.
Right? Voice of
Apparently,
reason?
Apparently, Clark has been hired to announce that to the children.
Are you going
to
be dressed
every
up?
Every 15 minutes.
Well, no, because then it would be really confusing because then they would have to come out and say, the storyteller is a lady with a penis. Also, I am a man in a dress. And then it really is too much to process.
Oh,
yeah. It's just too much information.
Oh. All right.
Voice of reason?
Mommy, that lady's really way overdressed for the library.
Yeah.
All right, and Bill Smuts?
Look, I think that the parents should know beforehand. They could have the option of taking the kids there or not. The kids don't need to be told at that point because it's just a story. It's like parents aren't taking their kids necessarily to Hamburger Mary's. You know, they have the option of doing it. So just know beforehand, hey, it's story time with Tranny. And or draggy queen, whatever. And the parents can opt to take it. And if they do, then so be it. Great.
Right? So just saying that the parents can opt to take it, let me ask y'all.
Yeah.
If you guys had little kids between ages of 2 or 5, would you take your kid there, Smuts?
If I had seen the person telling a story and I don't think there's anything unusual, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But if it's just the premise of it, probably not.
See, I'm thinking that perhaps Clark was joking when he said that there was an announcement about the penis. I'm thinking, as far as the kids know, it's just a nice lady reading them a story.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah,
it's almost like, though, if you have a, and I know you said 2 to 5, but even a PG movie, let's say it's a 13, but I would want to preview it before I took my 5 or 6-year-old. Why is it PG? I'll go watch the movie, and if I'd made that decision, I could take my kid to see a 6-year-old to see a PG movie. But
right.
I might not.
Yeah, but I watched so much stuff when I was younger and didn't understand what any, like, it all went over
sure.
my head.
Yeah, but
my
years
parents
later
didn't
you understood.
Well, sure. But my parents didn't make it a big deal,
exactly.
So it wasn't a big deal.
Exactly.
I just watched
parents.
It and took
yeah.
it as a, you know, for what
yeah,
it was.
I used to let my daughter watch R-rated movies with me,
but
she didn't know.
Wasn't Poltergeist a PG movie? PG?
I saw that.
Yeah. I think it was. And as like a 7-year-old, I mean, he just went into a movie like, ooh, that would freak you out. So you want to preview.
No, and I totally saw all of that.
As a 6 or 7-year-old?
When I was 5 years old, that was my first scary movie. Yeah. And I'm perfectly fine.
Allegedly.
I think we just found the reason.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I do like the idea about knowing it beforehand. So that way I can, as a parent, see who is like stuffy and like close-minded, and then the parents who let them go, I'm like, I like you guys, I don't like you guys. That'll make
there
my
you go, yeah.
Well, then also if there's questions, I think as a parent you'd be able to better explain or, you know, communicate to them what is going on if something doesn't come across right to them in that capacity.
Clark?
I'm guessing there's probably not an overabundance of people of any group who want to show up at the library and read stories to the kids.
Yeah,
so I'm fine with whoever wants to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's good work as far as I'm concerned.
Right for
okay,
them.
So
ding, that's the winner. Yeah.
Good answer, but the question was, would you take your kids?
Yeah, whoever's reading, if it's story time and the kids want to go see story time,
and
I don't
know.
Yeah.
You know this is a trans.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not a trans. It's
even if I don't know and I show up, I'm going to assume the people at the library are not going to put somebody who's going to put a kid in danger anyway, so... Oh, today it's trans people. Oh, today it's firemen. Oh, today it's the football players from the whatever.
Yeah, but
it's at the library. It's at the library. How harmful can it be?
But see, all drag queens aren't transgender, though.
Right.
RuPaul's not transgender.
Exactly.
He's just a man who dresses up as a woman.
Yeah. Transgender, Spike. So it's different. When someone's,
I'm sorry, drag queen. So do you guys honestly think that the kids don't know the difference if there is a drag queen?
They don't care.
Some of them look better than I do when I go out.
Kids are blunt.
They're beautiful.
Kids are blunt and uncensored sometimes when they want to know something. If they go, hey, is that a guy in a dress?
Right. Oh, my God.
Then you answer them honestly and you move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Little kids always point at me and say, are you a midget?
Yeah.
And ask me if I'm... Like, they're not trying to be rude.
They just want to know.
They're confused by someone so small who doesn't, you know... Or they're like, are you my age? They get all confused when I'm their height but not their age. And they ask questions.
So you clue them in and let them be in part of it and then you go forward and there's no problem.
And
so it wouldn't actually be rude for me to ask?
You, yes. Oh. As long as you don't say, you know... Yes. Oh my gosh. That's a
get away from her. Yeah.
That's a drag queen. Telling that kid something is bad when really it's just a person who dresses up as a woman sometimes.
Have you ever been to a drag show, Spark?
Yes.
Do they look like men?
Yeah. No. Here's a full disclosure.
Full disclosure. He picked one up.
Full disclosure.
Knowing it was a man.
Full disclosure is because I knew it was one. Then I made it one. You know what I mean? Yeah. I made it a guy because I knew it was a guy.
But if you saw like one in a drag queen sitting over there, and you thought it was a woman, and then you went over and you started talking, how are you going? And then you found out it was a guy like after you banged him.
After
a little making out and like some boozy.
After?
Has Sweetback ever done it?
What about if it even doesn't go that far?
She means you start making out and then as you get a little heavier and the clothes come off and then you're like.
You're talking to the guy who won't let another guy pour his beer.
That is true. That is true. My bad.
What if it doesn't even get that far? What if you just go over and you're having a nice conversation like, oh, I enjoy spending time with this person. Let's see what happens.
Wait a minute. That brings up a good point. Can a gorgeous, beautiful woman, I should say drag queen, pour your beer for you? Because technically, it's a man. However, it's a beautiful woman.
I understand the show is called Spike on the Mic, but this is not about me.
Right now it is.
I think it is.
That's an excellent question there.
You're a hostile witness, Spike.
Yeah.
All right, now let's say even worse is
why are y'all trying to let a man pour me a beer?
That the drag queen poured you a beer. You didn't know it was, but you found out later.
Yeah.
Do you go make yourself throw up in the bathroom?
Because
get rid of all that beer that you drank?
Because you know the job. I mean, if someone pours you a beer, they want to have sex with
obviously.
You. You know that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'd have to have sex with that guy.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's fine.
That was clean.
So
all right.
You would find out and just clean. Pull your pants down and bend over. Oh, my God. I love you. Oh, who ordered that? Thank you.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Oh, I love you.
There you go. Here we go. All right. So should I ask? Okay, put it over here. All right. Should I ask her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, JoJo? Yeah.
No, Kayla's.
No. We got to keep this train moving.
No. She'd ask her if she a guy.
She'd be in the library.
Oh, no. This beautiful woman. No.
She'd be in the library getting a story read to her.
Okay.
She is a beautiful woman.
She is.
And it's obvious.
But you say those things are beautiful.
Things, first
things,
of all.
Things? What are you talking about?
I sound like a bigot.
Which things?
Yeah, you do.
That sound like
I
a bigot.
I sound like a bigot. You do.
Yeah.
You do. Now correct that, please.
You know who else sounds
I'm
like
not
bigots?
A bigot.
Huh?
You know who
bigot.
Else sounds like bigots?
I like how bigots. We corrected it. I'm
bigots
not a bigot.
Generally sound like bigots.
I corrected it, didn't I?
I yeah, do like that I'm you not said a bigot. You sounded like a bigot.
Yeah, I corrected it. All right, so I'm going to go around. I'm just going to go make
a... He had sex with a dude. He ain't a bigot.
Really, I'm going to make a decision that I guess we're all the cast and staff here are okay with story time. Drag queen story time.
Drag yes. queen story time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Nope.
Next.
I guess the reason is in
You're
the
still talking.
I guess the reason is in the mail. I mean in the
Nail
news
talking.
Is because the parents are making a big deal about it.
Oh no,
because
they always do.
Yeah, I think the kids ain't writing this on the internet and not saying ooh we went to there. All right,
listen, I'm not a parent and I never will be a parent, but it seems to me for the most part if you just leave kids alone up until the point where they need some help. They figure it out.
They do.
Regardless whatever the issue is. If it's playing sports with their friends or, you know.
Well, but it's even like when a kid falls down. If you react to that and make it a big deal, then they freak out.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? But if you're just like, okay, get up, keep moving.
And
they'll get up and keep moving.
You're absolutely right.
Or they'll learn to share with their friend. They don't need mandated sharing lessons. They'll figure it out.
You don't answer them sounding like a bigot. You answer them, like, you know, like with actual, you know. Humanity.
Okay, so
and then when they come to you and need help, you don't be oh well, go look it up on the internet. No, answer when they come to you for help, then give them your help.
Clark, okay, I'm not ever going to be a parent either, but I feel like we should like teach parenting classes all of a sudden.
It would be good.
So what you're saying is you want me to get you pregnant? Okay,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, really, that's what I heard.
Oh, I'd come to that class.
If you pour me a beer, apparently I have to do.
All right,
all right, okay. Okay. Before we get off the subject, you guys made me think of something. So in 10 seconds or less.
Yeah.
Your 2-year-old kid, 5-year-old kid, 4-year-old kid comes to you and says, "Mommy, that girl has a penis. Why? What would you say, Smots? Quick."
Because it's a dude.
All right, Clark's.
First of all, I'd want to know why the penis is coming out at the library.
Yeah,
but
that
would be a problem.
Some males and people who have penises like to wear women's clothing for a variety of reasons.
Boys?
Yeah. It's just a guy. He likes to dress up like a lady.
Right.
Joe's?
Samesies.
Yep, what he said. Mm-hmm.
And gas?
That's a man, baby.
That's right.
PWs?
Well, I agree with Clark. I would want to know why you suddenly know this person has a penis. Yeah.
You avoid the answer.
I'd be a little upset.
Because I saw it. That's why
I'd be
know
more upset about that than who has it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. The fact that there's a penis out at the library rather than who's showing it is a bigger problem.
He was wearing a short skirt during story time.
The skirt was too short.
You know how kids are inquisitive? Yeah. They walk up there and say, ooh, and lift it up?
All right. Well,
I don't think they would.
If that was the explanation.
How are they going to figure it out then?
By the way, if I was a drag queen, I'd name myself Lois Einhorn.
Finkel and Einhorn?
If my child said yes, I lifted up his dress and I saw it, then I would say, "Well, it's very bad that you did that.
Yeah,
why are you lifting
you
up people's
that.
Dresses?
Yeah, yeah, it's bad.
And yes, some men like to dress up like women.
Right.
Wow.
Boom.
Life is so easy for you people. Isn't
it is.
What
it
would
is.
You
it,
tell
it
them?
Should
it's
be.
Not
in
as complicated.
10 seconds or less.
Brian, bitch, get up and save your life.
Oh, you sound like a bigot.
Okay, that might not be. I'll say it so she can understand me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run, bitch.
Nice and slow.
Yeah, really. They understand
me. Save your life.
Yeah, really. All right, well, thank you guys for your input on that.
All right.
So, you know, hold on a second.
The show's over?
It's about over. But no.
Oh.
Here. It's at the 7:30 hour.
Oh,
you know what we have? It's we got a Dear Spike on the mic letter.
Oh yes.
So, topic changing music?
No. Oh yes.
No, there's.
All right, good.
Well, this is not really a topic, but I thought it had its own music. But let's. What the heck? Let's do an announcement that it's a topic change.
All right, this topic is.
There it is.
It's a little premium. You jump the shark. All right, so.
No.
Jump the shark
that.
Is
no.
not that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm wrong with jump timing. The shark and I'm wrong with XY chromosomes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Shut up, Spike.
Wow. All
right, so
I didn't even have to press the button.
This show jumps the shark every show at 7:06.
This show.
But that is not a jump the shark moment.
This show jumped the shark when it took 10 minutes just to get started.
Oh,
wow.
Well,
that's because we're interesting.
Let's hit the button.
Look at all that.
We had two extra people.
Oh.
We did. I apologize.
Yeah,
taking
I'm
up
so
your
sorry.
Time.
Really? Oh, no.
Excuse me.
Let's hit the violins.
Yes, all right.
I turned my head so I'm in the microphone.
You know you turned your head into the microphone,
no, I turned
yeah?
my head so the mic. See, turn your head and cough.
Yeah, but you still have a mic in front of your mouth.
Yes.
You're a doctor now?
Yeah.
Your mic is in front of your
By
face.
By the way, women don't have to take that test.
But I'll still do it.
Yeah. All right, so listen.
Spike, let's hit the violins.
All right.
What?
Do we have a letter we're going to read?
Yes, okay, but let me explain.
Oh.
Monica's and JoJo's. Yeah. Every so often, some of our listeners would call and ask for our opinion. It's kind of like they have an issue.
And bad judgment.
I already feel like you're lying.
And they want to know how they should go about handling this situation.
Okay.
And wait a second. This is actually true because I get the emails too. This is an actual email that came in. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat now.
Yeah.
Yes. And we need your guys' opinion on how they should proceed.
All right. Are they cool with us? Because I don't know that they know us because we're not here all the time. But they're cool with us.
No.
Okay.
You a chromosome that this is.
They're getting free advice.
Okay. All right, so, I have a vagina.
So
exactly. Okay. There you go.
You're qualified.
Yeah, baby. If they don't like the advice, they're free to get their money back that they paid for it. So.
All right. So hit the music.
All right.
Dear SOTM, I am Latina.
Everybody looks at me.
I work in a restaurant in West Tampa. We have regular customers who comes in two or three times a week. A white man.
Okay.
Why you look at me? Why you look around the table?
He always mispronounces Spanish words on purpose when ordering and thinks it's funny. We laugh because he's a good customer. But it's not funny. It's not as funny as he thinks.
Okay.
Recently, he started to ask me out. He's around the same age. He's nice looking, but his jokes seem disrespectful to me. Sometimes maybe even racist. So I had to say no.
I understand.
Dear Spike on the mic, not Lisa, what do you think I should do?
Oh, yeah, she signed not Lisa.
All right, so now, what we have to do is we have to go around the room and we have to get the opinions. And, Smots, I'm going to start off with the chromosomes.
All right. Oh, okay.
Because...
Well, I mean, we're all chromosomes, but you want the XX chromosome.
Because I'm thinking this is a female because the dude asked him out.
Sure.
Right?
So. Yeah.
All right, so I'll start
off with... Wait, have we lifted up her skirt, though?
I was waiting for that.
Yeah. So, Monica's help out signed Latina.
Dear Latina. I think that you should not go out with him, not because it's racist, because it's not, or because she said specifically, he does that on purpose.
Yes,
he's not like being racist.
Right.
But I think that she shouldn't go out with him because she doesn't have the same sense of humor as him. Because she doesn't find it funny. So
humor is important.
Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere. So you enjoy the money he tips you, and you move along.
All right, JoJo's.
Wait, she got that right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that answer. I would say, dear Latina, if you're uncomfortable or it offends you, then you should say something to him while he's at you. Don't have to be rude, but you can let him know that, you know.
That's not really funny.
To me, it's not.
Yeah.
Or if you don't care enough to say anything, then you can't take it personally. You can't take it offensively if you're not going to ask him to stop.
True. I concur.
But yes, I agree. I don't think that he's racist or meaning it to be offensive. She's laughing and going about her business and taking care of the table, so he thinks she's into it. It's okay. It's funny.
She's working for tips, though.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah. So, I think it's fine to decline.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And she should look at the bigger picture, which is they're not going to last. If she doesn't find his sense of humor the same as hers, then it's not going to end well. So,
but maybe he would stop if he knew that it was bothering her.
Yeah,
I mean, if somebody does something that you know, you don't
know.
You should let him know.
So, gas man?
I agree with Monica and JoJo. She should not go out with him, but she should find a way to tell him you're being an ass.
Yeah.
It's not really funny.
I'm going to make an executive decision. I'm going to make an executive decision.
All right.
Right.
Don't agree with the last person that said something.
Why? Right.
Then here you go. I'll say it different.
Oh.
Right.
What if it's the same thing? So, like, what if I
no,
do?
No, wait. Schmatz thinks something completely different.
Oh, shocker. This is going to be right. This is going
to
sound like
a
bigot.
Well, I'm going to him last. Voice of reason.
No, wait. Well, go to him now.
No,
because I'm going to slap him.
Oh, jeez. Okay, let's do that.
Voice of reason.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I think she should go out with him. I don't see any problem with that. I mean, the guy's obviously got a good sense of humor. Just because he's a gringo, that doesn't mean...
He's a what?
A Gurn-go.
Gurn-go?
A Gurn-go.
I don't know what that
See
is.
See what he did there?
Yeah. Yeah.
He
yeah.
intentionally mispronounced a word.
Yeah.
Right.
See what he did?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I'd still go out with you.
He's, yeah. he's got a good yeah. sense of humor.
There you go. Dr. Humor. Captain Clark?
Part of the letter, she says he started to ask her out, and she said no. So she said no to him more than once.
Yes, I would imagine.
So maybe that probably indicates that he is disrespectful, and on those grounds alone, maybe she shouldn't go out with him. Keeps saying no, he keeps pestering her.
This is a new twist.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
Clark
so,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. You
but,
can't agree
but
with
But what
him.
Is she like flat out saying no, like I would never date
well, that's
you, or,
the question.
Or is it
or she
like,
flirty
oh,
saying no?
I can't.
Let's
I'm
think
busy
about
this
it.
Weekend.
That I guess that we
so
would have to
factors.
Know that. But
yeah.
Oh, I thought he just started to ask her out, and she said no.
Why she said, "Hey, baby, no."
But
how,
cut him off.
Yeah, really.
How does an establishment that has an otherwise good customer like tell them that they're being an ass without offending them though? Like how would you do that if you were the restaurant manager?
Does it every time
I mean,
come
I worked
model.
In hospitality. I think if he's a regular customer and yeah. you have that rapport with him, I mean, granted, I think now she's let it go on too long, but I think initially it's funny once and then the second time be like, listen,
all right, that's enough
I
funny.
Think you know better. You're trying to be funny, but it's not yeah, very funny. Okay.
I would cut it off at the pass. Like, I would say, if he said quesadilla just because he thought
right,
it was cute,
that's what I'm picturing
I would
does.
Walk up to him when he came next time and be like, you want a round of quesadillas? And then move on. That way he can't say it. That's why we cut past all of the crap
yeah.
and let's move on.
All right, yeah. Smart.
I had an answer but forgot.
Okay, so
shoot.
Now let me ask you then Dr. Captain Clark,
I'm
how
sorry.
Do you
know?
How do you
no.
feel?
Oh,
when
I know, I remember too. But I think the hot little brown girl should forget it and pick up my arroz con palo
and
go out with
the hot
the
little
guy.
Brown girl.
Yeah. Should go out
now
with
that's
the guy.
Racist. Yes. I like arroz con palo though. That's,
yeah, the arroz con palo.
Okay, so Dr. Captain Clark, how do you feel when people mispronounce Amelina?
Oh, I mean, I don't think
yeah.
there's malice, but I don't think they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
They just
yes,
don't
they
know.
They're just stupid.
You don't think they're trying to be funny?
If they're trying to be funny, then I just pretend like they're not, and I don't give them the benefit of like acknowledging they tell the joke.
I mean, I think there's a lot of words of different ethnicities that I don't know how to pronounce. I don't speak that language, so I don't have that accent to
right?
say
yeah.
it properly.
Yeah. Like,
so, or I say gyro. But
yeah,
I know it's zero.
Yeah,
you know
yes.
what I mean. Yeah. But I don't say that because I feel funny saying it because that's not.
Yeah, it's wrong.
I mispronounce.
No, it's not wrong.
It's not wrong. Yeah. I just I'm
yeah.
saying. I know.
I understand.
I don't mean to be disrespectful,
no.
but I feel like
I can't roll
not,
my R's, so I don't say a lot of Spanish words right because I can't roll my R's. So it's not out of disrespect. I just
so
can't
you
do
can't
it.
Say
I think what's going on is what Monica mentioned earlier. He's coming in and he's intentionally saying things like quesadilla.
Yeah. yeah.
And he's trying to get a cheap laugh out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just
right.
hacky.
He might be that guy.
That's his humor.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag.
No, he's that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Jojo.
Wow.
All right, now, wait a second. Let me put another perspective on this.
It's
right.
you, isn't it? It's you.
Yeah, really. Say quesadilla.
Never mind. Never mind.
Say quesadilla.
Sticking up for the white man.
Yeah.
No. I'm thinking, you know, if I'm this young lady and I can find a way to kind of chastise him but indicate that a higher tip would get more favor from me, then, you know, I might
How
just
do that.
Yeah.
You're really
yeah.
a tipper.
Yeah. Get a little
she
kid.
Just reaches
yeah.
You know, money thing.
Quesadilla.
Money.
Quesadilla,
yeah.
huh? Yeah.
I'll make it rain. Quesadilla right here. Yeah.
By the way, that's a common white people thing is to try to like, oh, look how cool I am with the ethnic people
but
by
see,
pretending to be
yeah, all right, yeah.
acknowledging
oh,
like.
How yes. many more people though? There's either that. Or the people who say, yeah, they're talking like I am, and they say, Margarita. Like, they,
yeah.
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
The
like,
accent
you don't need
overdo
to
overdo it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
There's a middle ground.
Like,
there.
And by the way, quesadillas are not big menu items in West Tampa.
It's not even a thing.
No,
and
no,
quesadilla
no.
is Spoiler not
alert.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Cuban motif.
He yeah. might be saying Cave Con Leach, then. Maybe that's what he's
That's
doing.
Right. Yeah. Cave Con Leach, exactly.
I got a good story yeah. about somebody trying to be more ethnic. I went to Myrtle Beach with a bunch of my friends. They're all white. It's just shocking, right?
Yeah. What?
They went with this one guy, and he didn't know me, but he came, hey, what's up, dog? What's up, dog?
Right.
What
yeah,
this
right.
dog
that kind of
dog?
Thing.
Oh, because
like,
I guess
that's
a lot
white
of black people
thing.
Say, dog. I don't
yeah.
speak that language.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I said, dude, don't talk to me. Talk to me like a gentleman.
I think it's only that one base player that says dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like we used to have in our hood we used to have the
That's
word we used to say word, but they took that away from us too.
You yeah. still say hit me on the hip, so
no,
I'm not going to listen to anything. You
the guy
say.
Was trying to be cool, but he didn't know me. so get to know me before you just assume you, I'm for dog because I'm a
right. Cool. Huh?
I hated that.
Right.
Yeah.
I almost choked him out, but I didn't.
I love how they left you the spit. like
all right, so
left in
did
there.
You ask him, is that with an A-W or an O?
It was definitely A-W.
R-G on the end. So sister on the internet saying that I can't be with anyone who doesn't make me laugh. That's almost like a. I agree with that.
But it's all relative. It depends on what your sense
it's
of humor
subjective,
is.
Yeah.
I'm vulgar. It takes a lot to offend me. So my humor is different than somebody
right.
who's
really?
A little more,
right.
a little
so
more if rude.
If I said to you, eat, bite, fuck, suck, goblin, and we'll chew, you wouldn't be like.
Hey.
No, I'd be like, show me how.
Wow.
What? You should have seen. Jesus. You should have heard what she said to the bartender when she got cut off at the cruise.
I don't get cut off.
No, before, that, before
that happens on the cruise,
okay,
stays on.
How about not serve no more? We'll call it that, right?
No.
It was before the safety
I'm
briefing,
an angel.
So it was different.
Yeah.
You
all right, well, okay, so let's just go ahead and give Latina some advice.
All right.
Latina, coming from the illegal riff raff in the shipping containers right. and our two.
Either work for more money, more higher tips, which is a possibility. You know, the guy's interested.
Yeah.
Okay, but is he going to be a dick to her now that she says she's not going to go out with him? Like, is he going to take it out on her?
Good she got point. More money.
Is he old and about ready to die?
No, she said.
She should marry him, then, is what she should do.
She said he's good-looking and same age.
She said he's good-looking and we're about the same age.
Oh, yeah.
But his
well,
jokes seem disrespectful.
She might be old.
Yeah, she could be old.
Exactly.
So she's young.
There's so many factors we don't have information on.
She might be transgender, for all we know.
He has only one character flaw to correct.
That's it. That's all he got.
Yeah, what if it's a weird fetish thing and he's going out? He wants to go out there because she is a Latina lady.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an entirety
that's
interest
his
of
thing,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got to cross that off his bucket list.
All right, so.
Then that's disrespectful.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys think that y'all helped Latina?
Oh,
probably not.
Yeah.
But
wait,
you know what?
Listening?
If she's right
she's
in this show,
yeah.
she already knows her answer. I mean, you're not asking this
that's
show.
True,
for,
too. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you already
she's
know.
Pushed over the edge.
But let's say I wrote.
When she made that email, she said, let's see what stupid people say.
Right.
She was hammered, laughing her ass off.
How best everyone else? Let me drink some Fireball.
I have a pretty good idea what I'm going to do, but I haven't asked an idiot yet. So let me ask.
That's it.
Oh, right. Wait, he peeled that in? No, he's so here's or this scenario.
Oh.
I made her laugh, so she wants me.
Oh.
Y'all ain't think of that, did you?
No.
Well, I mean it's different.
Well, we had
you're
no
giving
idea
her money,
that
you're
she was talking about
customer.
You.
Yeah.
Well, JoJo brought up the point, like how is she saying no? Is it a firm no, dude, stop hassling me, or is it a tee-hee-hee, not this time type of thing?
Okay,
because there is a flirty way to say no that doesn't really mean
I want to respond
right.
to that.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying, though.
I want to respond to that because I ask these girls out all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
Yeah, they always
think you're a drag queen. The opposite, a drag king.
I'm a creep.
Good gravy. All right, so Latina, listen, I hope we was able to at least give you a...
Some guidance.
Just you know what though,
I
just say
direction.
Just
y'all.
Say thank you. I don't date customers. Period. And just let it go from that
go.
Point.
There
and
you
then
go.
You just you know.
And then he might stop coming to the restaurant.
But at that point,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
See,
that goes
awesome.
Back to is he
solves
a good tipper? Yeah, I know.
So JoJo, are you like doing some? What's that thing called when you have a puppet on your hand and you?
A ventriloquist.
Yes, because our listeners says vulgar is fine, stupid is not. And you just said you like vulgar. So I'm thinking, are you mind-melting us and typing something? No. Let me see your hands.
Were they calling me stupid?
I think he thinks that he's surprised
no,
that there's a listener.
Typing.
No, I think that you're doing, you're
oh.
sending
so
me
so
the
he's
hand.
Confused by the fact that, yeah.
Yeah,
because
so
you said your sense of humor
he's
was
he's excited that anybody was listening.
That's what it is.
He really can't
like,
handle
well,
it right
saying,
now.
Wait, am I
no.
stupid? I mean, a little bit.
No. Thank you, listener.
Yes, really. Okay. Yes. And Latina, I hope we were able to answer your question.
Oh,
yes.
Please.
In my head, Latina's hot AF, and she's just like,
yeah.
Yeah, in my head, she's totally hot, yeah.
Yes.
You got better options out there, girl. Go get them.
If you like old black dudes, holler at your boy.
Are you Latina?
Hey, can you pronounce Kiskawina?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss Kawina.
Kiss Kawina.
Quinceanera?
What's some things you were talking about?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla?
Yeah. Kiss the wiener.
Oh, that's what I thought he said.
Kiss Kawina.
Why would you kiss a wiener? That's so weird.
You know what? That was awfully close to kiss a wiener.
Hey, I heard kiss the wiener. I'm like, what did you even say?
I think that drag queen show got to him.
Okay, we got to
get... Which restaurant do you think she works at?
It's West Tampa's.
Man.
Yeah, there's like a million.
You guys just titled the show when I put it up online. Kiss a wiener. Yeah.
Jeez, that's not cool.
You said it.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
Open your mouth, Spike.
Yeah. All right, so let's do a topic change of music.
Oh, okay.
Let's see whose life we can ruin with this topic. We've already spoiled the West Tampa waitress. Let's ruin someone else with this topic on the Spike and Mike Show.
All right, so this one I was a little skeptical about throwing out there.
Wow, skeptical.
But...
And he said it right?
He did.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I'm going to do it out there. We should this should take us to home base. We don't have a B report, do we?
You don't know what
skeptical
means, do you?
No,
B report. All right, so this topic I like to call Tall Question for Short People.
Tall question for short people. No, this has nothing to do with actual short people.
This is a black question for white people.
Let me explain to our guest right here. In life, in general, JoJo's, black people are tall.
Nah.
Short, no, not actually. I mean, white people are taller.
Yeah. Why am I 5'9"? Right. That's not cool.
Okay.
Yeah, why
are you playing along?
White people are short. Just in general, in your travels through the world.
What about brown people?
Yeah.
They qualify as others.
Yeah.
No, I'm
not
sorry.
Black?
No. I want you guys to do your own little research.
You know you're making it difficult.
In travels in your world now, you're gonna notice that black people are normally taller than white people. I didn't make that up. I just say that's what it is. All right.
Maybe in Lake City.
I think that you made that up.
All right. Spike.
Okay.
Spike.
So continue.
Yeah. Let's proceed.
You should have started by saying, for the sake of argument.
That's irrelevant.
Yes.
It is. Very important to this.
For the sake of argument, I'm going to say that black people are tall.
Yes.
And white people are short.
That I can get down with.
And then you just, it ends there.
Otherwise, okay, we're on it.
Otherwise, we all know that you're wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
Considering the tallest two people on this show are both white.
But this is not indicative of the world.
He pronounced indicative, right?
He sure did. Wow. And he used it correctly. Yeah.
He focused on that middle syllable.
Get some. He's batting 1,000 over here tonight.
All right, so the question is...
Okay. Clark, what are you, like 8'2"?
Yes.
Eight two inches.
The question,
all right, let's get to the question.
The question is, and this is the question that's been asked, not just on the Spike on the Mic show, but in the community. Because I was like, ooh, I'm going to ask my cast that.
Oh, okay.
Are we your cast?
Now listen to me before you guys all jump out there and go crazy. Right. Can complexion contribute to your success?
Oh.
Now,
okay. What does that have to be being tall or short? It's two different.
Yeah, subjects. Well,
because short people got one complexion.
He just wanted to confuse it.
Short people only got one complexion.
Yeah.
Tall people have
another.
We got all different complexions.
I don't think that's true. Either.
You know what complexion means?
We're gonna need to move on. Like we got.
Yeah, it's not color.
We got
pimples.
We got Beyonce, and we got Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that's right? Two different complexions,
two
right?
Complexions,
there.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
two different
question,
shades.
The tone.
I didn't think that meant complexion.
It doesn't.
I thought that meant
you're confusing shade the or crap tone. Out of me. Yeah.
I thought it meant like the clearness of your skin.
Yeah, you may have this topic all wrong. You might be confused about the whole thing.
I can spell complexion wrong, so I'm probably right.
But I would say, yes, I think complexion matters because if you come in and you've got a face full of acne, it's like you don't take care of yourself hygienically.
Although we've seen the Jessica Simpson TV commercial on that product, Proactive or whatever.
Proactive.
Proactive.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's not good complexion.
Are you talking skin color?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's say that.
Skin
it's not
tone.
Complexion.
Skin color.
Skin color.
Tone. All right, so
Wait, before we get off complexion.
Shut up, Spot.
White people have different shades of skin as well.
Before we get off complexion, Gas Man, your face just looks so beautiful. What do you use?
Thank you. I go to an esthetician, Tiff Blue at Beauty by Blue.
You go to a who?
An esthetician.
A-E-S.
Is that like
someone who cleans his skin.
Yeah. An esthetician. She's she's a skin specialist. I have a facial once a month.
That's beautiful.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's
it. Shows.
It's beauty, just so
Beauty by Blue in downtown St. Pete. Look her up. Tiff
I
Blue.
Will.
I love it. Yeah.
Mark, you're radiant.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're glowing.
And I drink a lot of water too.
All right, back to whatever the hell you're talking about.
So, okay, does skin
color?
This just in.
Yes.
Water is wet.
What?
And I've been corrected on the internet. Schwab people, you guys have white olive,
yes.
Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of see-through. Different shades.
See-through.
Yeah. See-through, yeah.
Transparent, absolutely.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I think what you're trying to ask is if that's a big... It's not as big a deal in among the white people as it is among black people as far as skin color.
I'm going to have to do a shot after this show.
No,
wait, are you asking if more if it depends on the color of your skin, whether or not you're more likely to get hired?
Right. Do darker people have a harder time getting jobs than...
Hired and success are two different things.
So, definition of success, is subjective.
I think success is a better word to use than just getting hired.
And where does the height fit in? You said tall and short. What does that fit in?
It doesn't.
Well, don't reopen that.
If you go to the Spike on the Mic dictionary, go to spikeonthemic.com, go to the dictionary, you would find out what's tall and what's short.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody.
We interrupt this show for breaking news, dogs bark.
I don't understand how that relates.
He's using code words. He means...
But you know, it's a little less confusing if you actually use the words that you mean.
He means white people or the Negroes.
So I know we're famous.
That's why we went code. That's probably why we went code.
The Negroes.
So I know we frequently get off on tangents based on what-if scenarios, but I want to ask a what-if scenario just to clarify this question.
Okay, here we go.
So are you saying, there's a lobby full of people applying for a job?
Correct.
They're all short people, white people.
Yes.
But they have different degrees of their skin tone. They might be olive, they might be pale because they have red hair. Are you asking if one of those shades has more likely chances of getting hired for the job?
Yes, we'll go with that.
I don't believe so. Oh. I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing.
All right. JoJo's?
No, I don't think so.
Not even a little bit.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's say you're going to apply for a job, and there's a lot of tall people.
Yes.
And you got Wesley Snipes, and you got Beyonce.
Yeah.
I do believe that is a factor, yes.
Ooh. I don't.
Ooh. I do, yeah.
Male and female?
Wait, what kind of hirers?
Yeah, both males.
I'm not getting hired to play the role of Kunta Kinte.
Well, you might not.
No, you're not showing up for the interview for that one.
You're not even on the board.
There are rumors that Idris Elba might be the next James Bond,
so you never know. That's right.
That's true now.
And it's kind of prompted that thing here. But also...
Really?
All right. So, on the next roots, I'm going for Kunta Kinte.
All right.
Announcement here right now.
Vote for Smots. Let's get it trending. Vote for Smots. Smots for Kunta.
All right. So
just call me Toby. It's the other way around, isn't it?
Now I'm going to throw a monkey into the wrenches of all the wrenches.
All right. Uh-oh. Monkey wrench.
Wouldn't say monkey right now, but okay.
bad timing, huh?
I'm definitely doing a shot after this show. If you didn't let me know, I got you.
If Barack Obama had the color of Wesley, you think he would have been president?
I think that's a valid question, and I think it would have been harder.
I do. He had a message that resonated with people. So, I think if the message is completely the same, yes, but it would have been probably a little bit closer than what
Donald
we saw.
Trump is orange. It doesn't matter the color of the skin.
Yeah. Not with white people, but
not with short people.
There is prejudice among black people with skin tone.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some people, the voice of reason. This is why we're here.
He doesn't know any black people.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right here.
He doesn't know any black people.
His bees are half black.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's stripes. Yeah.
What's the reason? If Barack Obama was the color of Wesley, you think he would have been the president?
I think it probably would have been tougher. I'll say probably you're right. I hate to say
I'm right about what?
I hate to say it. I mean, you're not saying you're right or wrong. You're wrong, but you're just asking.
It exists. You're not acknowledging whether it's right or wrong. He's asking whether it exists.
And by the way, you're running against McCain and Palin. I think it would have been.
Don't get any whiter than that, right?
All right.
I remember standing in line, and there's only black people that vote in my precinct. So it's like me in line. And then when I get up to the door,
right?
I say, God... I see my reflection. I say, God, I look just like John McCain.
All right, so Monica.
Yeah.
Monica, you think if President Obama was the color of Wesley Snipes, would he have been president?
I believe yes. I don't think it would have been any more difficult.
I agree with her.
All right, JoJo.
I told you, you
can't agree with people. JoJo's?
What do you mean?
I think people were ready for a change, much like they were this past election that they wanted to try something.
That's a yes or no question.
Something different.
There's like six of us here. How can we not agree with someone else? Yeah.
Gas man.
Yeah, it would have been harder because
Snipes.
Because he's darker, yeah.
I don't think Beyonce would be as big a star if she was darker.
Yep, exactly. Uh-huh,
right. So I don't.
Really?
I might be the only one at this table.
Is Beyonce the most talented singer and performer? Yeah. Is she the most, though?
No.
No, but she's got that thing, that X factor.
And I think a lot of that has to do with her being light skin. And blonde hair.
Kelly Rowland's a better singer, actually.
Right.
Yeah, she is.
Is Beyonce a better singer than Grace Jones?
Yeah, everybody
Let's
is.
Let's go ahead.
That's a bad reach.
I think better than Grace Jones.
Erica Badu is a better comparison.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I might be the only person at the table that didn't vote for Barack, and I say that. He would look, his message resonated more, and he wouldn't have been
the president. Nice try. No, no. He still
would have won. He still would have won.
I agree.
If he'd have been Wesley, I don't think so. And listen, I'm not going against my people.
No, of course not.
This is me doing the fight the power sign in case you guys can't see it.
Right.
Being
on the radio.
But riddle me this. Riddle me this, Batman and girls. Why aren't there any black mannequins?
There are. Yeah. I've seen some.
You've never seen a black mannequin before?
Yeah.
This is why I asked the question.
I have one on my couch.
Well, no.
Oh, my God. That's a whole other topic. Well, damn.
I've got one out in the field.
Oh, damn.
We are
going
to need some topic-changing music for that one.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about that.
Your daily dose of racism.
That's going to be the subject when you get a black mannequin. Good God.
Oh, my God.
So what do we do to correct this?
Correct what?
There's nothing to correct. It's a preference.
We talk about it.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have to be ashamed. We talk about it until we talk about it.
Also, I'm not saying Barack would have lost. The question was, is it easier or harder? I think it would have been harder if he was dark-skinned, more dark-skinned.
And that was my point. I'm giving you guys nuggets of knowledge. So as you travel in the world, you can see that the plight that us dark men have to go through.
Yeah, I agree. I think
that's
all.
By the way, it is harder to get a job if you're short.
That's true too.
Seriously, look to the NBA. Steph Curry gets disrespected. And Klay Thompson, because I'm serious.
Yeah.
Why are you just laughing your ass
off?
And
NBA.
And he sits down and is like,
Steph Curry,
I like this.
They get disrespected because of their skin color. They do. I'm serious. Look it up.
I would
like to add an addendum to what I said, which is, and I believe what I said, however.
That means a change, Mike. She'd like to add a little change in there.
Yeah.
You Spike. What did I say?
And she didn't say addendum.
Did
she said addendum.
You're on the mic.
Spike on the mic.
Don't try to defend her.
I would like to add a lick a wiener to this.
Yes.
I know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Kiss wiener.
Me too. I bet you do. Of course you do.
No, I would like to say I believe everything I said, but I really feel the people qualified to answer that question would be an African-American person because they have experienced it or haven't experienced it.
They don't know for sure.
But he said it was a question from them to us.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The topic was called.
Okay, that's my opinion then, but I think that you would know more than I would.
A tall, tall question for short people. That's what the question
was.
Tall,
cold drink for my little small mouth.
Oh, so then it's really a question for us short people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
all right, let me ask my friend on the couch.
I just want you guys to walk away knowing and thinking that, Spike made a point.
Nobody will ever think that or remember that.
Yeah. Nobody would ever think
that. What do you mean, no? You're gonna
you didn't make the point.
I don't think it's...
The table made the point.
Yeah.
No. You guys going to travel...
By the way, we're coming up on 2 minutes.
Jojo, you're going to travel around. You're going to see tall people. Say, ooh, Spike was right about that. And then you I don't know about the skin color thing, so...
Yeah.
This was enlightening and loving.
Oh, this was the greatest show ever.
Listen, this should be an award-deserving show, right?
Oh, this could be, yeah.
This could be an award-deserving show.
This could be the one that gets an award.
All right, so what we have to do, we have to go around the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, crap. I always forget this.
We have to ask each of our guests and Cass what stuck with you tonight. So I'm going to start out with you, Gas Man. What stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me, and I'm happy to be here again. I'm glad to be back in town. And thank you to JoJo and Monica for joining our show.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is nice.
What stuck with you,
Damn,
Voice
what
of Reason?
What am I going to say now?
I'd like to say thank you triple much to JoJo and Monica
what
for being on our show.
Aw,
I really enjoyed it more probably than anybody else here.
Get your hands back on the table.
All right. Dr. Kevin Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that servers in West Tampa have high standards.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Well said.
And what stuck with you there, Bill Smots?
What stuck with me was that PW's black mannequin is treated better than my black mannequin.
And PW, what stuck with you?
Well,
I gotta go home and talk to him.
All right, Monica, what's up with you tonight?
You're a bigot who likes to kiss wieners.
Accurate.
JoJo, thank you for being on the show. Monica, you too.
Thank
JoJo,
you.
What stuck with you tonight?
I'm lifting up the skirt.
Hell yeah.
And what stuck with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Spike of the Mic show, well, thank everybody for participating. What stuck with me was that y'all don't understand tall and short. You guys got to understand, there's a plight between the black and the whites.
Oh, by the way, absolutely. We understand black and the whites.
By the way, Mannequin has 2 N's at the start and an E, not an I with Quinn.
Sister.
An I Quinn.
Nobody saw that.
Don't jump the shark now over there, okay?
This is the Spike on the Mic show. We love you guys. Thank you for playing. And I'm out. One, two.